I'm Dr. Tim Tootin. No matter where you find yourself right now, I want to assure you that God cares. His holy word, the Bible, is filled with promises of love, peace, and joy. As you prepare your heart for today's message, allow him to meet your every need.
Amen. You may take your seats today as we share the good news of Jesus Christ. I just believe there's good news every week. Amen. I just look for it. It's not hard to find, but there's always good news in the Word of God, our Bible. I want to share from John, the third chapter, verses 1 through 7. Verse 1 shares, "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, 'Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.'" Verse 3 says, "In reply, Jesus declared, 'I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.' 'How can a man be born when he is old?' Nicodemus asked. 'Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born.' Jesus answered, 'I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again.'" I want to preach today from the sermonic title, and there it is, it's coming, "A Passport to Heaven." A passport to heaven. About 5 years ago, I was blessed to make a trip to the Republic of Liberia. And in preparing for that trip, I had to get a dozen shots or more, and also to get my passport updated. You can't leave this country entering another country without a valid passport. The passport gives you permission and authority to enter another country. Let me just take a Tootin poll here. How many persons have been overseas out of the country? My God, you're all international folk. And in your going, you had to produce a passport. No matter how well you were known, and no matter how many other pieces of ID you could produce, but you had to have a passport. I showed my passport in New York. When I got to Belgium early in the morning, they were lining us up to see our passport, to stamp that passport to show that you were a legal American citizen. And from there, we went to Africa, and I had to once again show my passport. I may as well tell this funny story. I think it is. We arrived in Liberia, it must have been midnight. And by the time we got there, there was someone waiting on us from one of the officials' office. And they said, "We're looking for these three gentlemen." We looked American. And they said, "Great, just give me your passports and I'll get your luggage." And we didn't know her, and we were without passports. We said, "Oh God, I mean, if they were not the right people, we could never prove that we were right, you know, who we were." But it turns out that she was right. She was with the right people. And I held my passport tightly after that. But I have another passport to a place called heaven. It has not been stamped as of yet, but just know that it will get stamped when the Lord returns at any moment, or when life ends on this earth. Let me say this: death will come. It is not optional. Nobody gets to live forever. One day, this body, this tent, will begin to fall apart. But know that there is another building not made by human hands. Right now, you might be in great shape. You got a great report from the doctor. You got good genes, but you will not live here forever. Amen? I know you like it, good times, but you will get new bodies. Ah, look at that. If you got a passport, it entitles you to a new body. When you die, your earthly remains will be right here. But your soul will meet Jesus. It will go to heaven, and when Christ returns, there will be a new body. Amen? So, as we talk today, we meet one by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus is someone who is an important person. He's a big shot, a big position. He's a part of the Jewish council. And because of that, he gets to make major decisions in people's lives. He also gets to be one who can say, I've studied the scriptures, I know the law. But no matter what you think you know, the day will come when you will need to have a conversation with Jesus. Amen? Have you had that talk yet? Nobody came back to me. Have you had a talk with Jesus? Amen? And so really in that third chapter, the Bible says that Nicodemus somehow arranged to spend time with Jesus. Jesus wasn't hard to find. I mean, everybody knew about him. He was all over the countryside preaching and telling people that you got to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But the Bible says that he met him at night. Perhaps it was because he was big shot and didn't want to be seen with Jesus. Or maybe it is because he wanted a one-on-one conversation with the Lord Jesus. Again, have you had that opportunity to sit and to dialogue with Jesus, the Christ, the one who died for you, the one who went to the cross for you? Nicodemus, even though he was somebody important, realized that he did not know everything and needed some real answers. And when you want to answer, go to Jesus. Reverend, what do you mean by that? You break it down to me. That means that when you want a real answer, you won't be able to say, hey, Jesus, how you doing? But his word is available to you. You want to know what Jesus is saying? You want to know what's happening around the world in your life? Read your Bible. You'll see constantly people who are what? Engaging with Jesus. And so that's what happened with Nicodemus. He took time to come. He was searching for an answer. And Jesus pretty much shared with him the plan of salvation. What is the plan of salvation? It was hashed out in glory by God. See, God saw what was happening here, how man had continued to turn his back and to turn away from him. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ. It may sound elementary, but this is the real foundational stuff that you got to know. Amen? He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He came as a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Jesus grew up. He debated with some of the great minds at 12. But that was God's plan, that I will send some of me to reach you. And so this plan of salvation is so important. It means you can be saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. I wrote insurance for a while. And the company I wrote for, I sold life insurance. I would tell them how much we had sold as a company. I would talk about my policy and my plan. And you need to sign here just in case something were to happen to you and your family. You got to have life insurance. And sometimes they would buy the policy. Sometimes they wouldn't. But I made my presentation. And when it comes to having a life plan, when it comes to knowing where you're going to go after you die, you need to have a passport. You need to know, how can I get into heaven? Amen? Heaven is a real place. a prepared place for prepared people. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've accepted him, if you believe that God sent Jesus Christ, if you believe that he died and rose, the Bible says you will be saved. Ah, from the penalty of sin. But once you leave this place, it's not just over, end of story, but I believe in a place called heaven. How many know they're going there? Amen. I believe that. Not if I die, but when God takes me home, that while tears will be shed here for you and for me and so many others, know that if you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you get to go to heaven. So as we look at this text today, as we unpack this, Jesus and Nicodemus. And so really, he comes with great credentials. There was a man of the Pharisees, an important somebody, named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. These were middle-class guys who had all their degrees, but they were important people. But he came with great credentials. You may come, you know somebody, you've been to college, you got an education, you're all that. But there comes a time when you've got to know who is it that will save your soul in the person of Jesus Christ. Verse 2 says he came by night. And he says, you know what? We know that you are a teacher. We know that you do great and miraculous things. We can see it. And some people put Jesus in that box. He was a great teacher who did great miracles in the story. But the Jesus that I serve, the one that I know, was more than just a miracle worker. Amen? And so when it comes to him, he makes a confession that I know something about you. Isn't it great to know something about the Lord? He comes saying, I know that you are somebody important and that you have the answer to what I need today. Amen? God must be with you. God must be a part of who you are. And then, as Jesus talks with him, he makes it real plain. He knew that Nicodemus was beating around the bush. You ever done that with the Lord? You came and you didn't really ask a direct question. You were just kind of beating around the bush. Nicodemus knew enough, but he didn't know all of it. And so Jesus says to him in verse 3, as he replies, I tell you the truth. Now, you don't think Jesus would kid you, do you? He says, no one can see the kingdom of God. No one can get into heaven unless he is born again. You don't hear that kind of talk anymore. Oh, folks, you got to be born again. Billy Graham said, be born again. What does that mean, to be born again? It is to go from who you are to this new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And that's what becomes so important. But he was confused. He says, now, how can a man be born when he's old? That's a good question. He said, now, surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Now, can he, Jesus? And Jesus replies in verse 5, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit. Okay, I admit, I was born in 58 to Jim and Doris Tootin. Baby boy, 9 pounds, 10 ounces, 23 inches long. That was my first birth. It's a boy. But I had another birth, spiritually, in 1965. Do you follow me? There was one birth, And then there was another birth. One was in August 58. The other was in June 65. Do you know your dates? How do they know when they were born? Praise God. Now, and you don't have to raise your hand. How do they know that they've been born again through a relationship with Jesus Christ? Amen. That is this new birth that he talks about. Flesh gives flesh birth. Spirit gives birth to the spirit. It is a new relationship with Jesus Christ to be born again. Amen? And then verse 7, I love the way Jesus says, you know what? You should not be surprised at my saying. After all, you are a member of the Jewish ruling council. Sometimes people assume because you go to church, because you have a Bible, because you got a scripture verse or two under your belt, that you know what it means to be born again. And perhaps that's not the case. Just want to let you know. You what? Must be born again. Not optional. If you want to get into heaven, you must be born again. But as I look at this, and I see that this sense of what does it mean to be born again, it is to repent of your sins. What's a sin? It is when we do things we know that are not right. It is to break God's law. Amen? I'm sorry, I'm wrong, I messed up, I turned to Jesus Christ, and he will save me from my sins. Am I getting too elementary for you? I want to break this down to you in that I need to know that as a result, I'm in the family of God. I believe he died. I believe he rose. I believe he's coming back again. And to be born again is to have a new mind. Amen? I mean, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, isn't it? But a mind can take you places, good places and bad places. But you got to have your mind renewed with the kind of thinking that pleases God. Amen? You'll have a new heart when you're born again. You'll have a new outlook, new emotions. And so when it comes to this whole bit about heaven and how do I get there and what do I need and what do I need to believe, know that heaven is a place that is a picture of beauty. I hear the streets are paved with gold. I hear that every day is Sunday. I hear that it's a sight to see. Now, persons may have told you that they had a near-death experience and they came back and they saw God. I'm not debating that, but if you see God, you won't come back the same. I don't think you'd get a peek, sneak peek, and then come back and say, you know what? I'm different now. But know that the Bible talks about in Revelation what it looks like. But don't get caught up into the beauty. Because once you get there, you'll spend time praising the Lord. Amen? It will be a continuous praise and worship service in heaven. Isn't that good news? Jesus is the main attraction. You are there to praise and to serve him. Well, you're not there yet. And neither am I. We're still here. Pinch yourself. You're still on earth. You've gone nowhere. And while you're here, keep your passport handy, but keep serving the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about in Hebrew how there's a great cloud of witnesses. Those who have died in the Lord are hanging over the balcony of heaven, saying to us, run this race with patience. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, they've made it over. We're not there yet. But while you're here, make sure all you do counts for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And I'm glad about that. Nicodemus left this experience. And we hear not much from him afterwards. But it was evident that his life had changed. When it came to the accusations against Jesus, Nicodemus was only one of the counselors. Wait a minute. I think he deserves a hearing. Nicodemus spoke up. That nighttime experience changed him. When it came to who will bury the body, Nicodemus showed up and said, I'll help out. Need an extra hand. And there's something about when you come in contact with a living Savior. It's something about when you meet him. It's something about your encountering him. Your life is not the same. Do you have your passport? No, it's expired. Sorry. Can't let you in. Let me double check. Have you had your shots? Proper shots. Know that as you believe in Jesus, it opens the door to heaven for you. That even though there are those who've made it over, those we miss so much, those who our heart yearned to see one day, if they've died knowing Jesus, the Bible says they got a passport to heaven. That is the word of God today. It is already blessed.
I pray you were helped in some way by this message. Be sure to follow Harvest Christian Ministries on radio, CD, podcast, or over our new website. It's cometoharvest.org. That's cometoharvest, C-O-M-E, the number 2, and harvest.org. Take time to experience the website and all that we have to offer as a ministry. In the meantime, pray that God will continue to allow us to reach a community for Christ, for the cause of the kingdom. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin. Have a great day in the Lord.